You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready? It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you want to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram at Femi _ Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. You like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Friday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addie Bates, Nick Kostos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game that saw the 49ers stun the Rams, knocking us out of our survivor pool. We will get into all of that here during this segment, but Nick will get his thoughts 60 minutes from now to begin the 4 o'clock hour. But as always, because we're going to get to the NFL, Thursday night recap, talking about the games this upcoming Sunday, college football Saturday, Major League Baseball Saturday with the game ones in the LDS. If you miss any part of these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. And because we're so kind, putting it on there in on-demand fashion for all of you to consume, the least you could do is to subscribe, rate, and review. We have two guests who will be joining us later on in the program, starting at 4:40 Eastern. College football betting analyst for the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast, our buddy Colin Wilson returns for his weekly Friday spot, giving us his best bets in week 6 in college football, headlined by Vandy, Alabama, and Miami, Florida State. It feels like a throwback with this Miami, Florida State game being a big time game. Like I said, all week long, we grew up on this rivalry in the 90s, in the 2000s, even in the 80s for some of you folks out there. But Miami, Florida State is meaningful for the national title picture, and we absolutely love it. So we'll get college football best bets from Colin at 4:40 Eastern time. At 5:20 Eastern, former big leaguer, now MLB analyst, our buddy Cody Decker returns to us here on You Better You Bet. He's going to help us break down the ALDS, the NLDS. Are the Yankees now the front runners in the American League? Should they be considered the front runners in the American League? What about the Seattle Mariners? And who's going to win this monster matchup in the NLDS between the Dodgers and the Phillies? Otani versus Sanchez on the mound tomorrow afternoon. It will be a banger in the city of brotherly love. Cannot wait to get into all things baseball with Cody coming up at 5:20 Eastern time. But we've put it off long enough. Let's go ahead and get into what we saw and what transpired last night in Los Angeles between the Niners and the Rams. San Francisco gets it done as an 8.5-point underdog. They beat the Rams 26-23 in overtime. And before we get to the sad part about the game, let's start with the good part and how the game started. Jake Tonjes, how about that? Femi's Island, 4 in a row, baby. We keep chugging along with the island. I'm watching the first drive. Mac Jones leading the Niners down the field. It's looking pretty solid. I'm like, man, just find Tonjes, buddy. No more of this Kendrick Bourne stuff, who had like an awesome game last night. Just find Tonjes. Let's get to Tonjes. First and goal from the 6. Wide ass open in the end zone. Not wide open. Wide ass open in the end zone. Tonjes, 20-1 banger. Absolutely love it. That's coming off of Jake Barner, 25-1, Darren Waller, 30-1, Bo Nix, 14-1, and now it's Tonjes at 20-1. How do you like them, Apple Sportsbooks, huh? How about Femi's Island in your eye hole? Absolutely love how the things have transpired over the last week. All of you out there have been tailing. I know I got a lot of awesome messages on Twitter last night. I appreciate it. Everybody, if I retweeted you, liked the tweet, or whatever it was, I really do appreciate all the kind words as we're cashing tickets, baby. And come Monday with the Jags and the Chiefs, we're going to try to do it again. So stick around with us on Monday. An absolutely awesome, awesome run that we've had with these first TD score bets. But that was the only thing that we could celebrate last night. Because early on in the game, hey, this is great. And then I look up, I'm like, okay. We went with the Rams and Survivor. They're now trailing 14-0. What the hell is going on? And all of a sudden, after that, we needed to lock in, edge of our seats. Let's try to get the Rams home and advance in our Survivor pool. So the celebration was short-lived, to say the least. And of course, with Survivor, hindsight can be 20/20. I know it's like, oh, like, why didn't you just take the layup with the Lions? Why didn't you just take the Colts? Why didn't you take okay. All right, yeah. If I had the script, I would not have taken the Rams. All right. I not predict the tomfoolery that took place last night. All right. Like, I didn't see that happening. Like, it was just, it's very frustrating. We will outline it because despite falling behind 14-0 early in the game, I'm texting with Nick and Tyler because, like, you know, usually early in the game, team takes the lead against us. And this happened last Sunday, as we talked about on the show on Monday. Panthers go down the field, they score. Nick's like, are we in trouble? I'm like, no. Like, let's just relax. We're good. Niners go down the field and score, celebrating Tonjes. Nick asks, hey, like, are we good? Are we in trouble here? I'm like, too early to tell. 14-0. I'm like, okay, I don't think we're in trouble. A lot of ball game left, but I'm a little bit concerned. And once it's down 14-0, all right, the Rams start to put a drive together in the Niners territory. Here's Blake Corum dropping the pitch. At that point, I'm like, okay, like, we need to be concerned because this is going to end up like Giants Cowboys best case scenario where it's just an unbelievable sweat and somehow we make our way through this bad boy. Like, I'm texting the guys. I'm saying, hey, like, you know what? I would be thrilled if we're down by a touchdown. Hell, if we're down by 10 at halftime, I would be thrilled because the Niners in the first half had a chance to really run the Rams out of the building. Like, it looked really easy, those first two touchdown drives, to where, like, I'm now, like, not panicking, but thinking, all right, like, we now have some gotta-have-it drives from this Rams team. And luckily, despite all of that nonsense in the first half, the Rams were only down 10 at halftime. So it's okay. That's great because only down 10, when they're going to get the ball to begin the third quarter, we're still in good shape. Have a good drive to start the second half, score a touchdown, down by three, pretty much right back into the ball game. Just need to get a stop to eventually try and take the lead. So I was thrilled with that. 17-7, whatever. Great, we're getting the ball. So the first drive of the second half, driving the ball in the Niners territory, you know, second down, here's Jordan Winnington dropping a pass. All right, annoying, but there's still third down. We can pick up the yardage. Here's Kyren Williams dropping a pass on third down, a name that you're going to hear more often in this segment. He drops the pass, so the Rams now have to settle for a field goal. Let's just cut it to 7, right? How about a swing and a miss from our guy, Joshua Cardi? So what should have been, at worst, 17-10, maybe even 17-14, if Whittington, or Whittingham, as he was called a couple of times on the broadcast, if Whittington could just catch the ball, or if Williams can just catch the ball, like, all right, we're chugging along, and this is maybe a 3-point game. Instead, nothing, empty, still a 10-point game. But despite all of that, all of these shenanigans, somehow, some way, the Rams, early in the fourth quarter, have the ball trailing by 6, 20-14. All right, this is sweaty, but we still have a great chance. We have a great quarterback, a great head coach. We can win this thing, and we can survive in advance. So, of course, LA goes on a 9-play, 80-yard drive that ends with a touchdown. Bang! Look at us, about to take the lead. Here we go. Should have taken the lead, I should say, because for some reason, the extra point gets blocked. As if the Rams have learned absolutely nothing from their other loss this season where they had 2 field goals blocked against the Philadelphia Eagles. Nope, we're not going to correct any of that stuff. This extra point gets blocked. So instead of 21-20 Rams, it's 20-20 all knotted up in the fourth quarter. And at that point, it's like, all right, like just please hold the Niners to a field goal. Worst case scenario, the Rams can match with a field goal, or better yet, they can take the lead and be up 27-23 at the end of the game and just needing a defensive stop to win the ball game. So, of course, you know, Niners on their drive because Kyle Shanahan, he was in his bag, which we can talk about as well later on in this hour. He had a thing cooking. Like, he showed us how great of a coach he is, which was one of the concerns about taking the Rams. Was like, hey, we're going up against a really good head coach. Like, we got a good guy in McVay, but Shanahan's also really good as well, having been to multiple Super Bowls. But Niners are driving, 3rd and 11. Boom, we got him right where we want him. The whole game. We know Mac Jones, at some point, Mac Jones is going to throw the ball to a linebacker. He's going to do it at some point. Here it is. 3rd and 11, 3 minutes left, throws it right to a linebacker with a tied up. Of course, he drops the ball. It was one of those nights. He drops the football. Why couldn't he just catch the football? Because at that point, bang, we're tied up with the ball and only 3 minutes left in the game. He drops it, and then that sets up Eddie Pinheiro, who tucks in a 59-yard field goal. Eddie Pinheiro, who they just picked up a couple of weeks ago. Of course, he makes a 59-yard field goal when it looked like he might miss it. It's a guy that just picked up off the scrap heap. He makes the field goal. So, you know, just one of those kinds of nights. We're going to have to do this the hard way. We're going to have to get this out the mud. So, still at that point, down by a field goal. All good. All good, because we have Matthew Stafford, we have 3 timeouts, and we have 250 to drive down the field and try to win this damn game. So, all things considered, we're in pretty good shape. All it took for the Rams, chunk play to Devontae, chunk play to Puka Nacua, Kyren Williams with a run as well. All of a sudden, bang, we're deep into the red zone, setting up a 1st and goal from the 3. At that point, I'm just like, all right, please. I texted Nick and Tyler. I said, just run the ball 4 times and live with the result. Because then I'm thinking, I want the Niners to use their timeouts so they don't have a ton of time once the Rams score a touchdown. So let's make the Niners use their timeouts, go up. Worst case scenario, you score on 3rd and goal, and maybe there's like, what, let's say like a minute left in the game, and you're up 27-23 or whatever it would be. Like, let's make them use their timeouts. Let's punch the ball into the end zone. 1st and goal from the 3. They hand it off to Kyren Williams. Chronic fumbler, Kyren Williams, who once again fumbles as he's falling down at the 1-yard line. Unreal. And I know we've all seen the replays. Great job by the defensive tackle. Punches the ball out and even punched Kyren Williams in the face along the way. But bro, you're near the goal line. It's 1st and goal and you're holding the ball with one arm. Like, put 2 hands on. You fumble the ball all the time. I put two hands on the ball. After the game, Kyren Williams, he was, of course, asked about it, and he said this, quote, bleep sucks. He didn't say bleep, but it's his FCC airwaves. We got to say bleep. Bleep sucks. I don't know. For me, I just got to hold on to the ball. I feel like I let the team down at the one-yard line, not securing the one thing that matters and scoring the touchdown. So for me, I put this all on me, honestly, and just knowing that I got to be better. You think? That quote could have literally been from like six different games in Kyren Williams' career, by the way. Like, what are we talking about? Hold on to the damn ball. He fumbled in the divisional game against the Eagles last January. Like, this guy is a chronic fumbler, and he fumbles again. But with 105 left and three timeouts left, there's still a chance for the Rams. At this point, I thought they were losing. I'm like, okay, this is done. Can't believe that's how we're going down. But there's three timeouts still left. They, of course, get the stop because the Niners go conservative. They just run the ball into the line of scrimmage, saying, all right, just use your timeouts, LA. We'll punt the ball back to you, which is great. And the Rams got a great punt return all the way down to the Niners 37. But wait, holding. Let's bring that bad boy back. 10 yards from the spot of the foul, first down. So the Rams get it at the 50-yard line with 50 seconds left, pretty much erasing any chance that they can score a touchdown. They tie the game up, force overtime, and in OT, I'm like, all right, well, maybe they got a chance. It's a coin flip proposition. Let's see how this goes. Of course, the Niners, they get the ball first. They drive down the field. They kick a field goal. And just to put the cherry on top of the sundae, Eddie Pinheiro banks this one off the goalpost, off the upright, excuse me, because that's the kind of night it was. He banks it off the upright and in because we can't have nice things. It was one of those nights. The Rams drive the ball down the field into the red zone, fourth and one. Stafford had been dealing all night. What does Sean McVay decide to do? Give the ball to the chronic fumbler, Kyren Williams, who holds onto the ball this time, but because in front of him, here's two wide receivers and a tight end trying to block the Niners' defensive front that's coming downhill on that ass. Kyren Williams can't get the first down. We lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. Like, that's how the game ends. That's how it unfolded. Our survivor ticket that was riding on the Rams, a Rams team who, oh, by the way, outgained San Francisco 456 to 407, 7 yards per play for the Rams, 4.9 yards per play for the Niners. Welcome to the NFL. Welcome to your survivor pool. And I'll say this, as much as we celebrate Jake Tonjes, I would give back Tonjes, Barner, Waller, and Bo Nix just to still be in this damn contest because it's that much fun. But whenever you lose, it's that much of an absolute heartbreak. I cannot believe it. I just cannot believe it. That's how we're out. And on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about the 49ers and get to you to the top stories that we have from throughout the rest of the world of sports. This is You Better You Bet coming at you on a Friday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
One trip was only the beginning.
And I'm gonna go with a guy for the Seahawks in A.J. Barner at 25-1.
Good protection, man, open for it. Touchdown. A.J. Barner, the tight end.
The second trip was eye-opening.
Darren Waller, 25-1 as he makes his 2025 debut.
Caught back in the end zone. Touchdown, Darren Waller, his first as a Dolphin.
The third, shocking.
And for Denver, how about Bo Nix? Because Bo knows at QB, calls his own number, 14-1.
Nix wants it on the ground. Touchdown, Denver.
Four straight trips to Femi's Island seemed impossible. But for Femi, the impossible is now probable.
For the 49ers, we've got a lot of Tanjis. Jake Tanjis at 20-1.
Short drop over the middle, wide open. Touchdown. The tight end Tanjis into the end zone. Go figure.
What's his secret?
Ray's Sports Almanac.
He says this book will tell me the outcome of every sporting event till the end of the century. All I have to do is bet on the winner, and I'll never lose.
Tune in Monday as Femi Abebefe attempts to hit five straight first touchdown scores only on Femi's Island.
And I'll see you on the island. I mean, how about that? Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Great job by our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, who will be joining us here shortly with our usual headlines. Look, thinking back and reflecting on it, it's been a hell of a run. And shout out to our guy Russ, with a little bit of the Ross that we're dripping on that thing there. It was a lot of fun just thinking about all of those TD bets cashing. And sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle and you stay hot. And we're going to try to stay hot. Chiefs at the Jaguars. Once again, Monday night. Tune in for the island Monday at 6:40 here on You Better You Bet. I know I've been getting Sunday stuff for the international. No, sorry. It's the international games at 6:30 in the morning on the West Coast. It's a damn miracle that I'm even up for that game, to be quite honest. So you're not going to get an island bet for that one. But Monday Night Football, you will get an island bet coming up at 6:40 on Monday. So yeah, we can smile about that. Unfortunately, the Survivor, that's over. But the island was amazing, and we will look to make it five in a row. 40 minutes from now, though, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos to go more in-depth on our Survivor defeat at the hands of the 49ers. They beat the Rams 26-23 in overtime. In 20 minutes, we'll break down some of the most popular bets, not just in the NFL, but also in college football. I'm looking to see what's the most popular bets that are out there for this weekend's games and how I'm looking to bet those games. Some of them I'm with the public. Some of them I'm against. We'll outline that in 20 minutes from now here on You Better You Bet. But I will say this before we bring Bill on, and we'll talk a little bit more about it later on in this segment. Like, Mac Jones does deserve a lot of credit for last night. Honestly, that was probably the best game of his career. And that dude had a banged up knee. He was dehydrated, apparently, having the cramps and all this stuff. And he was getting drilled, especially in the second half. 33 of 49, 342, two touchdowns. Like, Mac Jones does deserve his flowers for what he did last night. McCorkle, and he had that suit last night, too. The two-faced getup that he was rocking. If you haven't seen it, go search it on social media. But Mac Jones does deserve credit for getting that one done. And that was a culture win for Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers to improve to 4-1, now with three wins over NFC West rivals. But let's go ahead and get to some of the big stories from throughout today in the world of sports with our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, who joins us each and every weekday here at 3:20. Bill, great job with the imaging heading into this segment here. It does bring a smile to my face, reflecting on all of these tickets that I've cashed with the first tee and Jake Tonjes. This is the latest just last night.
It's been quite a run, Femi. I think the movie rights might be coming out here soon for you. I mean, this is the kind of thing that, you know, you can't even encapsulate it. It's the type of drama that you can only see in the movies. You can't think it's going to happen in real life, but it's happening to you.
Hey, here it is. I got Biff's Almanac going on. I got the script. I can tell you, but you'll have to wait until 6:40 on Monday as to who's going to score the first touchdown between the Chiefs and the Jaguars. But yes, it's been a hell of a run. And like we said, like the reason why I love taking on these long shots, because like it's so hard to find out who's the first touchdown scorer. Like it's impossible unless you have like the game plan, which I don't have, you know? So it's like, hey, let's take some long shots. Some guys that are on the field in those moments going to be targeted or whatever. And you hit a few of them, pays for the whole season. We've hit 4 in a row. Now we're playing with the house's money the rest of the way this 2025 regular season. So enjoy it. Let's try to stay hot, though, with Monday night Jags hosting Kansas City. But enough of that, Bill. Let's get to the pressing items that we have for us today. What's the number one thing we need to know this Friday afternoon?
Well, Femi, we're going to get to some football items, but let's start on the diamond because last night the Yankees cruise in Game 3 of their wild card series, beating the Boston Red Sox 4-0. Yankees got all four of their runs in the fourth off Connerly early. Cam Schlittler was incredible. 8 innings of shutout ball, 12 strikeouts. He was totally dominant, Femi, as the Yankees advance and will face the Blue Jays in Toronto tomorrow.
I was mesmerized by this Schlittler performance last night. Like, this was on the second screen experience, obviously dialed into what was going on between the Niners and the Rams. But I couldn't look away. When Schlittler was on the mound, of course, as somebody who bet Boston to win the series and wanted to see the Red Sox win it and get to the ALDS, like I was clearly watching, hey, let's get some offense going. Let's get the bats going. And he never could do it. Like, a rookie in a playoff game, do or die, against your heated rival, one of the best rivalries in sports, not just baseball. Go 8 innings, 12 Ks. That's stuff of legends, man. Like, that is a legendary performance by Cam Schlittler. And who knows? Maybe he caught lightning in a bottle. And maybe, like, he never performs to this level again in his career in October. But for one night, like, that dude looked unhittable. He was incredible in the game. And the crowd kept feeding off of it. And he brought confidence to this Yankee team. And they got going. Obviously, the fourth inning was the big inning where they got the four runs off of our guy early. Like, who I backed him, yeah, but it was a game where I didn't know what pitcher would show up. Apparently, it was Schlittler instead of our guy Connelly early, but like that fourth inning was all he needed. I was kind of hoping that they would let him go out there and finish the game. He only had 107 pitches. Now, obviously, you don't want to leave him in there too late, and all of a sudden, maybe Boston gets going in the ninth, but with the way he was pitching, Boston had no shot. I mean, you could have put him out there for 12 innings if you wanted to, maybe. Like, he was that good. He was that dominant. And it's got to give Aaron Boone a lot of confidence going forward, saying, hey, like, we got this guy in addition to what we also have in the rotation. Like, we can count on Cam Schlittler. So I thought it was a massive, massive performance. And maybe this is the start of something special with Cam Schlittler becoming like a Yankee legend. And maybe he has this big run in this month of October, because that was incredible. And unfortunately for the Red Sox, this series was lost in game two. Like, that's the problem. Like, Boston had a chance in game two, tied up at 3, had some errors in the field. Like, this was lost in game two. And when they go back and they go back to Boston, which I'm sure they already are now, maybe some guys have even gone on vacation as they've gotten back to Boston. Maybe they have to do the exit interviews and all that stuff. But when they get some time to reflect this weekend, maybe next weekend, maybe in a month, they're going to be kicking themselves after what happened in game two of this series, because that was the gettable game. That was the game that if they won it, obviously they would advance to the ALDS, but they never had a chance last night. Not with the way that Cam Schlittler was pitching on the mound. And when you blow a game,
all right, it seems like we've lost Femi here. His internet will be back with us in just a minute. And has returned.
We are back as lost the internet and also lost the money he would pay for with that Red Sox bet, unfortunately. But like, it's like, that is the kind of game though that you kick yourself having lost game two on Wednesday night. So yeah, for the Yankee bettors, kudos to you. They're a very, very dangerous team. I think they probably should be the favorites to win the American League. And I'm saying that as a Mariners fan. This Yankees team is talented. And if we end up getting Yankees, Mariners in the ALCS, despite the home field advantage, I would like New York in the series. So I think the Yankees are going to end up going to the World Series. And last night was the big step in making that move to the Fall Classic later on this month. Bill, hit me with the next one.
All right, Femi, one other baseball game to discuss that finished after our show went off the air yesterday, and that's the Chicago Cubs. They advanced to the NLDS, where they will face the Milwaukee Brewers tomorrow. Cubs handled business yesterday against the Padres, winning 3-1. Yu Darvish got the Padres in trouble early. The two runs the Cubs got in the second were enough. 13 pitchers pitched in this one, and Femi, even Pete Crow Armstrong, who has been in a slump for months, delivered 3 hits for the Cubbies.
PCA, have a multi-hit game. Is he back? Many are asking. But no, in all seriousness, he was very, very big at the plate. And like, I've been criticizing a lot, saying that he's been playing cricket with some of the stuff that he's been swinging at. But like, he was awesome last night. Of course, defensively, he's like a rock star out there at center field. Like that, you already expect that to happen every single night. But to him to have the offense as well, that's what you needed. And shout out Michael Bush, too. 3-for-4 from the leadoff spot, a home run. Yu Darvish in a big spot. Of course. Of course Yu Darvish got off to a slow start and only lasted an inning in the game. That's a classic Yu Darvish big moment kind of a performance. He's never going to show up for you. But I will say this, though, about this game. Because, obviously for the Cubs, I like the Cubs prior to the start of the series. Happy to see them advance as we won money off of that. You can't talk about this game without talking about some of the the calls behind the plate of the umpires. I mean, whoever that ump is, buddy. Next beer's on me. there were some atrocious strike ball calls. The ball is so low. Hey, ring them up. It's like, come on, dude. And I'll say this, because as bad as the umps were, I still have no sympathy for the way the Padres got bounced. And especially for the way that they acted after the game. I don't know if anybody saw the videos that were out there. Afterwards, the umps are leaving. They're walking down to the dugout or whatever. And the Padres guys, they look like they wanted to fight the umpires. I'm like what are you going to do? Xander Bogaerts is losing his mind. Other guys are losing their minds, trying to get into the umps' face. It's like, are you really going to fight these old dudes? Come on, grow up. For real, grow up. That's why you're going home. Because I'm sure at some point in 162 games, you probably benefited from a bad call. This stuff all evens out at the end of the day. And it's hard to think about it that way when it happens in such a big moment. But is that why you lost? No. You lost because your pitcher is a bum in big spots and you really couldn't hit the bullpen for the Cubs. And your bullpen kind of wore out in this series. So that's why you're going home. It's not just because of one call. It's frustrating. I get it. And you work 162 games for that moment to try to advance. Didn't happen, wasn't in the cards. See you later. Have a fun winter, and we'll check back with you guys in April, as we typically do. This Padres team that every October, everyone says, you don't want to face the Padres. Well, the Cubs didn't have any issue. They're moving on. Padres are going on vacation. Bill, hit me with the next
one. Let's get to some NFL notes here, because we know the 49ers beat the Rams last night behind the arm of Mac Jones. Don't need to get into too many more details about that one. But we may be seeing more of Jones, as Kyle Shanahan says that Brock Purdy is going to be listed as week to week after he aggravated his toe injury. Femi, it may be Mac Jones next week, because Purdy's status is certainly up in the air for the Niners game against Tampa.
Yeah, that's a big one, obviously. Brock Purdy is their starting quarterback for a reason. I know people want to do the whole, is there a quarterback controversy? No. Look how much money they're paying Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's gone to a Super Bowl. What is the controversy? They got a good performance from Mac Jones. We can also look at some of the other performances from Mac Jones. Look what he did against the Cardinals at home. That's the guy you want to go with full-time? come on. Let's be for real here. But I will say this, though, with San Francisco, their team, when they get healthy, whenever that is, since they seem to be having bad luck now for a second consecutive year, they're obviously a contender. And it sounds like George Kittle's on his way back. Maybe not next week. That sounds like a long shot based on what Kyle Shanahan told the media earlier this afternoon. But in a couple weeks, if they get Kittle back, and maybe you can get Jennings back and Pearsall back, all of a sudden, this offense, which on paper back in July and August was whoa, this is a very dynamic team. If they can get close to fully formed, the Niners will be heard from. Now, I don't know if that means they're going to run away with the West. I find that hard to believe, but you have to consider this team as a legitimate Super Bowl contender if they can just stay healthy. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, the Texans will be in Baltimore to take on the Ravens, and it does appear that the Ravens will, in fact, be without quarterback Lamar Jackson. But another one that has popped up this week, it looks like Kyle Hamilton will most likely miss this game as well. We've already talked about the other injuries that the Ravens are dealing with. Femi, those injuries have put the Texans as a 2.5-point road favorite.
Yes, 2.5 over at BetMGM, but I am seeing in other places in the market, Baltimore getting bet. How about this? Like, no Lamar, no Kyle Hamilton, no secondary damn near, banged up defensive line, and all of that movement towards Houston, we've reached the buy point for Baltimore. And the more I've thought about this game, I actually agree with this. I think by the time we get to Sunday, I'm curious to see where this goes, like later on today, Saturday, and early Sunday morning, but I think we're going to end up closing around 2. I'm just going to bet the Ravens to win the game. There's just a vibe to this game to where I think Houston just stinks. And maybe Baltimore stinks with all these injuries, but Houston does not deserve to be favored on the road. This should just be like a pick 'em. And if I'm going to get plus money with Cooper Rush, who's 9-5 in his career as a starter, by the way, I'm going to go ahead and grab that. So I agree with this movement. I like Baltimore to win the game on Sunday, despite a litany of injuries to the most important players on the team. Bill, hit me with the last one before we head to break.
I mean, let's just do 2 quick injuries here that are significant. Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back Bucky Irving will be out as the Bucs take on the Seahawks. And another one we're monitoring for the Raiders, Brock Bowers has not practiced all week. His status is up in the air.
Yeah, the Seattle one makes a lot of sense. I didn't understand why the openers last Sunday were 2.5. Bet that. And I bet like 2.5, 3, I think that makes a lot of sense. Now that we're to 3.5 or 4, I think we're just right where we need to be. As it pertains to the Raiders, it's a bummer because I do have Raiders +7 in pocket. I'm very, very concerned with no Bowers, no Colton Miller, and a team that does not look like they're very well coached despite being coached by a Super Bowl champion in Pete Carroll. On the other side, we'll talk about those popular betting sides in the NFL and college football to wrap up this hour here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the 49ers' overtime victory over the Los Angeles Rams last night, 26-23, what it means for the Niners going forward, what it means for the Rams going forward, and ultimately what it means for us in Survivor. I'll tell you what it means. It means we're out. We lose. That's how it goes. Very abrupt. In a game where the Rams found 51 different ways, it felt like, to blow that contest. So, unfortunately, we are done thanks to the Niners beating the Rams. But, Nick, we'll talk about that coming up in 20 minutes. I wanted to get into, though, in this segment, as we're approaching what is going to be a fun weekend of football. It's not as like marquee as last weekend, Oregon, Penn State, Bama, Georgia, some of the games we had in the NFL, like with like the Parsons going back to Dallas, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm really excited to watch some of these games, especially in college football, which we'll talk about here shortly. But I want to start with the most popular betting sides in the NFL. Now, this is courtesy of our guy John Ewing over at BetMGM, and this is by ticket count. So the most bet spreads by ticket count. The top five this week in the NFL. Now, the fifth most popular one, which I think is pretty interesting, since it's the Monday night football game. Usually the Monday night game is not amongst this list because people don't start betting that until like Saturday or Sunday or even Monday morning. It's like, oh, there's a Monday night game tonight. Let me go ahead and chase my losses or really press my winnings. You know, like that's kind of how that usually rolls for Monday night football. But with all that said, the fifth most popular bet so far this week is the Kansas City Chiefs laying the 3.5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, I think that betting market is just right. When I was thinking about that game all week long heading into this week, like, hey, like feels like Chiefs at worst 3-point favorite, but probably needs to be 3.5 because I asked myself, hey, what would I do if I saw Chiefs minus 3? I would bet Chiefs minus 3. So 3.5 makes a whole lot of sense to me. I think the big thing with Jacksonville is, are they just like turnover merchants, as the kids say, or is this defense actually legitimate? Because through four games, the Jags have forced 13 turnovers. That's absurd. 13 turnovers, at least three in every game. And they forced four of them last week when they beat the 49ers in San Francisco. So for me, I understand why bettors like Kansas City. I would be more so on the Kansas City side, but it is funny just to point this out. Last week, people couldn't get enough of Baltimore. It was like, oh, I got to fade the Chiefs. And now all of a sudden, everyone's like, now I got to bet the Chiefs. Like that's how these things go in the NFL. We just kind of remember what we last saw. So folks are liking Kansas City quite a bit on Monday down in Duval County. The fourth most popular game, or at least bet, I should say, is the Chargers laying 3 at home against the Washington Commanders. Now, this is going to be a hairy one for yours truly here because I'm on the side of the underdog. I like the Commanders plus 3. I also bet a little bit of money line. I realize fully that the Commanders in this game are likely going to be without Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, and potentially Deebo Samuel. That's not good. Like, it's not good at all. And even Jaden Daniels coming back as he returns from his 2-game absence due to the knee injury, Jaden Daniels will be wearing a knee brace. This is not going to be the fully unleashed version of Jaden Daniels where he's running around, making plays, extending drives, et cetera, et cetera. It's probably going to be a more traditional pocket passing Jaden Daniels, which is a problem when you might have some receivers out there who can't get open, who can't separate against this Chargers secondary that has been really, really good this season. Now, on the flip side of that coin, the Chargers have some injuries on the offensive line, like Joe Walt dealing with a high ankle sprain. We're probably not going to see him for the next handful of weeks. Of course, Rashawn Slater already out for the year, having torn his ACL back in training camp. So I do like see the injury news on both sides, O-line for the Chargers, wide receiver for the Commanders. I just think in a game where, to me, it feels like the Chargers should be favored by like 2.5, 3 in that range. I just like the idea of grabbing the points, even with Daniels probably not being 100% in his first game back from injury. So I bet the Commanders. I thought about potentially buying out, but I just want to let this one ride. Let's see how this goes, because heart to heart, I think this is a kind of a coin flip game. And I'll take those 3 points with a quarterback that's really, really talented in Jaden Daniels. The third most popular bet in the NFL this week over at BetMGM, and this is one that I'm also against, that is the Minnesota Vikings laying 3.5 in London as they take on the Cleveland Browns. Now, I don't really know how to, I guess we kind of know how to quantify this stuff since we've seen the Jacksonville Jaguars have those back-to-back weeks in London or whatever, but Minnesota, they actually had to travel, just not as far as Cleveland did, since they went from Ireland now to London. Cleveland obviously having played in the States last week, now going overseas. I understand why people might like Minnesota because of that angle that they don't have to like throw off their body clocks entirely like the Browns have to do. And also, by the way, the big headliner with that game, Cleveland starting Dylan Gabriel, a rookie in his first start ever overseas and against a Brian Flores defense. Like, that's not usually the ideal spot for a rookie to make their NFL debut, at least starting debut in a season. But that's what the Browns decided because they realized that they were doing nothing offensively with Joe Flacco at quarterback. Now, my problem with people betting Minnesota is that the Vikings offensive line is also battered and bruised. They are going to be with their third string center. Like, not only are they missing Ryan Kelly, they're missing Ryan Kelly's backup. That's how banged up they are on the offensive line. They are banged up at right tackle with Brian O'Neill missing in the game. And then Donovan Jackson, their first round pick at guard, he will also be missing in the game. Now they have Christian Darrisaw, who's probably their best offensive lineman. But here we are, center number three, offensive tackle number two, and a backup guard against Myles Garrett and this defensive front that the Cleveland Browns have. That doesn't seem like a good situation when you already have your backup quarterback in Carson Wentz there, who is dying to turn the ball over. And if he's not turning the ball over, watch out for this one Sunday morning. The classic Carson Wentz, oh my goodness, there's pressure. Let me duck my head to try to avoid it. Get ready for that. The Carson Wentz duck, like, he's got to put a patent on that bad boy. Copyright that thing, Wentz, because he's the only guy that I see consistently do that. And that's something that he will be doing frequently against this Browns defense, who, oh, by the way, has yet to allow a team to have 5 yards per play on offense. Cleveland has been dominant on defense. I love the Browns plus the points. I even bet some Browns money line earlier this afternoon before the show. Plus 175 was out there at a sportsbook here in Las Vegas. I gobbled that up because I think the Browns are very, very live as long as they just get serviceable quarterback play from Dylan Gabriel. Don't need to be like the next big thing. You don't need to be even average. Just be serviceable. Just don't turn the ball over and just play within yourself, play within this fancy system. And I think this is a field goal game either way. And a couple balls bounce their way as opposed to Minnesota's way. I actually think that Cleveland could win the game outright. So I like Cleveland +3.5 and on the money line against the Minnesota Vikings. The second most popular bet over at BetMGM, it's the Philadelphia Eagles laying 3.5 against the Denver Broncos. I agree wholeheartedly with that bet. I like Philly quite a bit, and I laid 3.5 as well earlier this week, as now I'm actually even seeing fours out there in the market. In fact, four is now our new consensus price, and that's the price currently over at BetMGM, four with the total sitting at 43.5. I just think we're going to continue to be doing this with the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh my goodness, like they got outgained, and oh my goodness, this and that, blah, blah, blah. They're just finding ways to win, guys. And also, too, on the other side with Bo Nix, now he's going to be against a Vic Fangio defense. And point me in the direction of the good Bo Nix performance against a good team. It doesn't exist. It doesn't. Whether this year or last year, whenever they played a contending team, they got drilled. Like, Denver is the best of the bad teams. That's what they are. They're mediocre. And a good coach like Sean Payton, when you put a bad team against him, like this past Monday night against Cincinnati, yeah, they're going to kill him. And they're going to look great in the game. And everyone's going to be like, oh my goodness, look at Denver. But then when they play a contender, like they did last year against Baltimore, like they did last year against Buffalo in the playoffs, like they're going to do it on Sunday against Philadelphia, I think they're going to get run off the field. I don't think that offense can function against this Eagles defense. And I think Philly's offense will open things up because they've just continued to get slaughtered with criticism after criticism. I think the Eagles win this one by at least a touchdown. I like Philly quite a bit on Sunday against Denver. And then finally, the most popular bet at BetMGM is the Detroit Lions laying the 10.5. I have not yet bet Cincinnati, but at some point I will. I just need to work up the courage to do it. I want to see the full injury report. I know Detroit has some injuries in the cornerback room. That's not ideal when you're going up against Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. I think those guys are unbelievable. Obviously, we all know that. And it just, I kind of like the aspect of backing Cincinnati after two horrendous performances. One against the Vikings, and then last Monday night against the Denver Broncos. Nobody wants anything to do with Cincinnati, as outlined by the Lions being the most popular bet at BetMGM. I will be on the Bengals. Please don't embarrass me in front of company. So that's the NFL. Real quickly here, before we wrap things up, the college football most popular bets. The fifth most popular one is actually tonight's game between BYU and West Virginia. The Cougars at home. Tough travel spot there for West Virginia. Going all the way from Morgantown. Now go have to go out west to Provo, Utah. Not an ideal scenario. But BYU laying 19.5. No real opinion for me on that game. I can see why people like to bet that angle, because it's an East Coast team traveling out west on a Friday night. Stuff gets weird when that happens. I can see BYU rolling. The fourth most popular bet is Iowa State +1.5 at Cincinnati. Give me the Bearcats. Iowa State, I know they're the ranked team, but this is another one of those unranked favorites against a ranked team. I love these spots in not just college football, but also in college basketball, but particularly in college football. And oh, by the way, the Cyclones are going to be down some of their top corners in this game. I think this is a great spot to back Cincinnati. Iowa State's undefeated, but they don't really have the profile of a team that's undefeated. So I'll take Cincinnati laying the 1.5 at home against the Cyclones. Third most popular bet at BetMGM, Vanderbilt +10.5 on the road at Bama. I am dying for this to get to 10 because I want Bama. I will lay the 10 with Bama. I think there's been so much made about Pavia, Diego Pavia, the quarterback for Vanderbilt. And like, oh, like look at his record as an underdog. And oh my goodness, look how good he is. I think Bama is locked in this week. They all remember what happened last year. Like beat Georgia, lost to Vandy the next week, the number one ranked team. I think Bama rolls. I'm just dying for the 10. And even if we don't get the 10, I'll still lay the 10.5. But I want the best number. I hope the 10 comes. And I think it might come with how many people like Vandy this weekend. Number two, Miami laying the 3.5 at Florida State. That's now out to 4. I'll be on the other side. Let's go Seminoles. I'll take the 4 with Florida State. I just think in these rivalry games, give me the better coach. Give me the home field advantage. These two teams know each other in and out. I like those Seminoles grabbing the 4. And then finally, I mean, this one's kind of wild, right? Florida is your most popular bet over at BetMGM +5.5. The line is down to 5. I love Florida early in the week. And I think we might get some Texas money coming up tomorrow on game day. But I cannot recommend betting +5. I just cannot do that. At these prices, it's actually Texas or pass. But if we get to 6, and I think we might, I will be chomp chomp with the Gators Saturday afternoon. Nick joins us to break down our unfortunate Survivor defeat last night at the hands of the 49ers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.